This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A month. Well, 65 different show hosts. You did that. We appreciate that. We know why you listen. The truth that makes men free, John 8:32, John 14:6. And that's the bottom line, and that's what we preach here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, friends. I got a phone call up here. He's been sitting there, or she has, I'm sorry, in New York for the last 8 minutes here. So I'm going to take Stu from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stu?
Hey, Bradley. I want to thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate your shows, and I just happened upon you a few months back, and you got a lot of great info on your website. But one thing, I happened to catch you, one of your shows you had on Clay Clark. With the Reawaken tour, and okay. I had concerns with that. Maybe you're not aware, but that whole Reawaken tour revolves around Donald Trump, QAnon, and the New Age movement.
Yeah. First of all, I believe it was Tim Sue, but that's okay. I'm caught up to the current event concerning what you're talking about. That's exactly what it is. I get more emails from Donald Trump trying to police me on a daily basis than any other politician. And that's exactly what it is. It's QAnon. And this is this whole military op being repeated because the Russians did it in the 20s. And the QAnon is set up to get the people to just relax and allow the military to take the issue over when, in fact, it never happened. It's there to neutralize their political opposition. That's exactly what these events are all about,
and
they're bought and paid for.
Guard.
Catch them off guard. Yeah, can you speak up just a little bit more?
Okay, I'm like yelling. People don't tell me.
No, that's okay. I've got to hear you though.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, so then another show you had on with Archer Pulowski, the Canadian pastor.
Our tour, yes.
That all ties to the same thing. He did this tour, and now he checked it out, and he's got his own going on in Canada now. So it left me to wonder, like, okay, well, all his church things where he was allegedly being arrested, what was it, a big psyop? That's a lie, too. the Freedom Unity Alliance in Canada, which is all mind, body, spirit, new age, and global.
Okay. Wait a second, though. So people accuse me of stuff all day long, too, Stu. That's just not true. And I can tell you right now from having conversation after conversation with our tour, the scars that he's now receiving in public, you're not seeing anybody else, in a sense, suffering that sort of abuse. As I just said, I get accused of things all day long, too, and I have. 99% of what the mainstream media that they've reported on me is completely untrue, but they were the ones that gave me my national platform so you could know the difference. It's the same thing our tour's doing, I suspect. I also want to say this to that. I'm asked to do meetings all day long that are not in a church, and I take them up. And why do I take them up? I take it up for the gospel's sake. I don't care where I go. If I go to a school, amen, I'll take it. If I go to the Capitol in Arizona and preach at the Supreme Court, which I've done, I'll take it. If I'm called up to do a Tea Party, I'll take it. But when I'm asked by politicians like I am in the state of Michigan right now, I want to tell you something. I am being sought out by politician after politician after politician in the state of Michigan that want me to preach to their followers, to their supporters, and they're saying, we're not asking you to basically promote us. We're just asking that you would give your message because people's backs are now up against the wall, that some are tired of playing the game. So in right. saying that, I take the opportunity to preach the gospel in season and out of season, and I trust that's exactly what our tour is doing.
Well, that's where my concern was. Like I said, I mean, I saw what the mainstream media put out. But the more right. that I looked around on it's painting right on your face. It's not just, you know, being on this show or that show. He's right in the middle of it. And it's like,
yeah.
I can't make that work for me. You know, same
okay.
thing with all the... Let me finish this. Same thing with all the New Age doctors that are riding around this tour. And I don't know if you noticed this either. I can't find one doctor that will stand up and say, you know what, the vaccine is a crock of crap. It's wrong. Except for, and I don't doubt one bit, okay, these things are evil, it's wrong, it's disgusting. But they're all New Agers pushing this. So it's to me, it's like, okay, it's two evil roads leading up to the same place.
Right. Well, that's why we keep our eyes fixed on Christ. Now, here's the good news, Sue. Tim Brown, morning show host, must be listening to the show right now because he just called in. And I suspect that he probably wants to answer on air to the very points that you brought up. Is that good?
That's fine. Yeah, I sent you guys an email a few weeks ago, but I know you're busy and probably overlooked it. But like I said, it just gave me the whole thing like, okay, you guys are promoting Q and you're promoting Q Age. And so I just wanted to verify that. Again, like I said, I love your shows. I love your site. I know you're busy and it's a tough gig to get going, and I appreciate it. But that's just like really through my call.
Okay. Well, I'll let Tim answer because I think he's probably fired up. But Sue, I got to say this in all honesty. If I get an email from anybody, it's always answered. So can you resend what you sent? And I'll do my best to look for it if it has not been, in fact, responded to. Thank you for the call. I got Tim Brown, morning show host, I suspect, calling in now, and you probably are listening to the show right now, Tim, and I suspect that you probably want to answer. Is that true?
Yeah, I was just going to let her know, you know, if this is the person who's been sending us emails, and I don't know if it is or not, but, you know, we're going to have Dr. Carrie Midday on Monday morning, and I can see people rolling their eyes, but here's the thing. You know, I've had conversations with Dr. Carrie. I've watched some of the interviews, and yes, some of the language sometimes makes me a little concerned, but we've talked about some of those things. I've been very clear that we all don't have a Christ spirit or any of this kind of stuff, but I brought her on for her expertise in what she's doing. And one of the things I asked her over the weekend, last weekend.
Yeah. Sam, just hang on a second. I got a heartbreak coming up right now. I'll pull you back right up on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back up in just a minute.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get to this really quick, because I want to get this back over to Tim in just a moment concerning Sue's concerns out in New York about Pastor Artur. I want to reiterate the point that anybody such as myself or Tim or others that are in ministry that are preaching the gospel, you need to understand we're going to be talked about. We're going to be lied about. They said of Jesus that many say he's a good man. Others say that he deceiveth the people. And Jesus promised us the same walk. We're going to be mocked. We're going to be scoffed. We're going to be lied about. We might even be killed. Jesus said, you're going to be hated by the world for my name's sake. You know, so when we look at someone like Pastor Artur, we need to be very careful that we're not shooting the messenger. And you know them by their fruit. And when you see a guy suffer such abuse by the government and taking it straight to the government, you better keep in mind what Scripture tells us, that we are going to be brought up as a testimony against governors and against kings. And it's what we have seen from Pastor Artur, period. Nothing more, nothing less. I believe he's more apostolic than he is a pastor, just for the record. But as I always do, I'm going to bring it right to Scripture. Acts 17:23 tells us what? For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you. So where was Paul? He was in a city filled with idols. That's where a preacher is called to be, to tear them down and to preach the good news to those that have been blinded by the God of this world. So let's take care. Let's be careful before we jump the gun about anybody. And I also want to add, too, maybe what Tim's going to highlight here in just a moment, but I'm going to hand it over to him in response. But also keep in mind, we're called to also raise up disciples. We're all being perfected. And the fact of the matter is, if people repent of their sin and go on with Jesus Christ, we're going to remain in the lives of those people. If they refuse to correct themselves and go on in their sin, then we're going to treat them as the heathen. That's what the Bible tells us to do. But we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater concerning those that are willing to grow. And I suspect that's what we're seeing. And knowing Tim Brown, I can tell you right now, Tim is the guy that not only is he very good at diffusing situations, but he's very pastoral, and he's got a teacher's gift, and he's very patient in that gift. I, Bradley Dean, am not. I see things as black and white. I see things as hold the nail so I can drive the hammer, and I equate that to Jeremiah 23:29. So there's different giftings here. But if, in fact, maybe some of these doctors that Tim has had on the radio program or his social media platforms have been an offense to you because you heard from somebody else that they're in the New Age moment, again, I would say be careful of jumping the gun. Who told you that? I would suggest that you do the same thing and at least know what you're talking about. And I'm not condemning Sue in New York. I'm just saying don't jump the gun, because so often people do, when in fact they are there in our lives for the very purpose of correcting them and instructing them and reproving them, 2 Timothy 3:16. So with that, Tim, I want to go ahead and pull you back up, and you go ahead and finish your point, please.
Yeah, well, mine is not an attack on Sue either. You know, I've had all kinds of people. Some people I didn't know what their worldview was when we had on. You know, we had Dr. Deal on, and he was Muslim. We had a guy who was one of these black Hebrew guys. I didn't realize that until he took a shot at Jesus Christ near the end of the show, and I had to correct him on that. So I've had all kinds of people, but here's the thing. First and foremost, I want to remind people, 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. And Paul himself quoted a pagan poet when he's writing to Titus, and he's sending that there. That doesn't mean that Paul held the pagan poet up as something, but he's not, but he's saying he was right about you when he says you're lazy gluttons, you know, when he did that. And so what I want people to understand is if we have people, and we had Clay Clark on the show, personally, I like him as a person. He talks a little too fast for me, but I called him up to defuse the situation before it got on the air. We were fine in that first interview. The second time, I want to come up for a few minutes, he tossed out the very thing I called him about, and I had to call him out on the air. I don't like doing that. I don't like being confrontative in front of the world over that. I don't like that. But the fact of the matter is, when we bring Carrie Madej on, and I talked with her last week, I didn't even call her about half of the show of what we're going to talk about. I just said, I want to ask you a question about some of these videos I'm seeing about mist falling down on the people at these Reawaken America deals. And she said, well, it's funny you should ask about that. I got really sick. But then what she went on to tell me was the really big issue is they're pushing this Trump idolatry. They're trying to get everybody they have in there to run on a political platform. And she said, I was just uncomfortable, and I left it. I got sick, really, really bad sick one time, and I left it. And she's going to talk about some of that idolatry that's going on there and some of the things we've been calling out, Bradley. So, you know, we may have differences of theological opinion there, but as far as I've seen, Dr. Madej has stayed on the issue that there is only one Savior, it's Jesus Christ. It's not multiple gods or any of this other stuff. Now, I've even, you know, dealt with a sister who's fairly young in the faith who is using language about, you know, these are our brothers and sisters in Christ when they're clearly not. And I said, you've got to be careful of that. Paul says those who don't have the Spirit of God are not his, and not everybody has the Spirit of God. We only have the Spirit of God because God has shown us mercy and given us grace through the work of the Lord Jesus. And so I want people to understand, just because we may have somebody on the show doesn't mean that we may even consider them Christians at times. But the fact of the matter is we usually have them on for a particular thing. You wouldn't want Nancy Pelosi on there to promote her as a Christian. You would want her on there to challenge. And how are we to disciple if we're not willing to bring people on who disagree with us or who have a different worldview? How are we going to do that? And you people, listen, you people out there who think, well, they think this and they think that, and you're wanting to go hide in the dark, man, you're supposed to be the light, not hiding your light under a bushel. Go to those people. Have conversations with them. They're just people like you. You may disagree with them. You may even get frustrated in talking with them. I do that sometimes. But how are we to say that we love them if we're willing to hide ourselves away and shut the door and not talk to them? No wonder that, you know, they said professed Christians, you know, like 98% of them, you know, don't even have a biblical worldview. How are we to have a biblical worldview if we don't ask questions, if we don't talk about the scripture, if we don't bring these things out in the open? And sure, we may disagree at times. People don't know. Much of what I learned, not only was going to the scripture, but it was going to people and asking questions. What did Jesus do when he was 12? He's around all those teachers of law. What's he doing? Asking them questions. And they're baffled by his knowledge.
I totally get it. And I got your point several times. I think the problem is, and I need to move on here because this is radio.
Yeah, sure.
Is the fact that the conversation should always be premised on the Word of God.
That's right.
Not on what we heard from the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And I continuously see this debate between people, or this contention between people, because they're premised off of what they heard from someone that they can't confirm, rather than going to the Word of God that they can confirm.
Yes.
And so here's you wanting to explain everything because that's you, that's your heart, and I totally understand it. But for me, it's like I understand already what I'm dealing with, and if you're not going to take the time to know the Word and premise every one of your conversations from that Word, I want to tell you something. This is why you're confused. And it's confusion of faith, Daniel 9:7. And honestly, in this time, this day and age, if someone doesn't know the whole of the Word or is not seeking the face of the Lord, you're going to spin out in these times. And you're going to be deceived by your own deceiving. And we need to stop that nonsense. I'll give you the last minute, Tim. You got 1 minute.
Yeah, okay. The issue with Pastor Artur, I totally agree with you. How many people who think he's some kind of controlled opposition or this, that, and the other have had to mortgage your house 10 times to pay for the stuff? How many of you guys who are pointing the finger out there are out there feeding the homeless or ministering
to
the drug
addicts? But they'll support their favorite politicians that have been found out in scandal and scandal, Tim. Isn't that interesting?
That's right. And standing up to the tyrants. How many of you are actually doing it to the point where you're actually losing your liberty for a number of hours or days or whatever, and you're being maligned? And, you know, until you've really been there, and I know a lot of people will put that on Trump, but until you've been there, you know, you really need to be careful about what you speak about.
Exactly. Thanks for calling
in,
Tim. I really do appreciate that. I really do. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to get back on the other side, and I'm just going to get to the main topic, friends. Again, we give it over to our callers when they call. We did it again. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is now sending weaponry to Ukraine as part of the first shipment of security assistance to defend against a possible Russian invasion. President Biden recently directed the shipment, which arrived in Ukraine on Friday night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland. Both agreed to continue talking, but didn't reach any other agreements. Blinken was aiming to de-escalate the tensions near Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has amassed around 150,000 troops, according to estimates, and Lavrov sought guarantees that Ukraine wouldn't be allowed to join NATO, which Russia says would pose a security threat. Lavrov said on Friday that Russia has no immediate plans to attack Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. It's been causing major travel disruptions. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying watch out for ice as temperatures are going to drop overnight. There are warnings out in cities from Salisbury, Maryland to Norfolk, Virginia, and even into northern South Carolina. The rapid freezing overnight could cause major travel delays with ice building up on the roadways. Also, major airports in the area are expecting flight delays and cancellations due to the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back to Dinner with Sons of Liberty. Again, broadcasting live out of Michigan, right across the street from Detroit, which is kind of cool, I guess. Well, what's cool about it? I don't know. I guess it's just really cool that I'm not in Minnesota freezing my backside off. I'm in Michigan freezing my backside off. I guess that's how it works, right? I wanted to let you know, really quick, final shout-out. We are going to be at the Guardians of Freedom, they're called, in Michigan. Maybe I'll be surrounded by a bunch of idols like that of Paul, but that's where I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'll be on the Capitol stairs with a bunch of heathens. But that's where the preacher's supposed to be. I think of Paul in the midst of a city filled with idols, preaching the gospel. That's where we're supposed to be. I think of Jesus in a church or a synagogue, casting out devils and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, that's where we're supposed to be. We're not called to go over to Mexico to teach the Spanish people Spanish. We're supposed to go, and we're called and commanded by God to seek and save that which is lost. We're supposed to be a light in a dark place, right? So we'll see tonight at the Guardians of Freedom in Michigan, 4435 North Rochester Road, Rochester, Saturday, today, January 22nd at 6:30 p.m. It amazes me. Do I go here? I have to go here. How people, they so often, you know, would have us come out. They want us to come out. We come out. And it's interesting, the people that oftentimes call us back, not in every given case, but they call us back and they're all excited about us coming out. And what's interesting is we get to the events only to find out that we get a message from them stating they couldn't come out because they had something else to do, not realizing we just drove 26 hours round trip to come visit them. But what's interesting about it is how the Lord will open the door up. They make their excuse, and we get to those that truly want the gospel. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how that works? And we see it all the time. Read John 6, you'll understand. The Lord said that he's come to what? Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be fed. Not those that make excuses because of the game. Not those that make excuses because something else has come up in its place. What could be more important than the gospel? And truly, if you're hungry for the Spirit of God, you're going to feed on the bread of life, period. Okay? That's as far as I'll go with that. You get the point. I do want to cover this really quick. Folks, there's so much stuff I always want to share with you because, again, it hits my heart, and it's always giving my message. It hits my heart, and it's always giving my message. And I believe it's the heart of God. And when I look at the character of God, it truly is the heart of God. You guys know how I always highlight that soft judges produce hardened criminals, right? Yeah, well, let's take it a step further. Corrupt judges must be lawfully removed for the sake of the innocent as well. Read Article 2, Section 4. And they're to be held accountable for their violations and transgressions as well. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It applies to all of them that serve we the people. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because I want to make you aware of something. Americans, you're on your own when it comes to defending yourself. You and God. And if the Lord's not in that equation, you better get there, because it goes from defeatism to you're in the majority when you're empowered by the Holy Ghost. Ask David. Ask Elijah. Folks, ask Gideon. Ask Samson. Ask Abraham. Ask Moses. The list goes on. You're on your own when it comes to defending yourselves. And I don't want you to point the finger at the obvious as to who we should be talking to answer that question. I want you to ask the question to the victims. Is it true that they're on their own when it comes to be defended? Because to put it a better way and a different way, if the judges were enforcing the law, they would be determining or deterring the crime rather than grooming criminals to commit another crime. And it's what we're seeing. I'm sure you've all heard of the slain stabbing death of UCLA graduate Brianna Kupfer. It jacks me up to no end. I want you to listen to this real carefully, and then I'm going to play this audio video for you. This was reported that the manhunt is over for the suspect in the stabbing death of Brianna Kupfer, who was killed while working at an upscale furniture store in Los Angeles, California. She was all by herself. Sean Laval Smith was arrested after a Good Samaritan recognized him from surveillance video and called police. He was apprehended at a bus stop in Pasadena, 12 miles from the crime scene, it reports. Smith, this is what I want you to hear. Smith, the perpetrator, has a lengthy list of arrests on both sides of the country with at least 11 arrests in North and South Carolina and in Los Angeles. This guy that walked into the store and assailed a 24-year-old kid, somebody's kid, this young lady, this young college student at UCLA, was stabbed to death by an individual that did absolutely nothing wrong but being at the wrong place at the wrong time. This man was, listen carefully, was arrested 11 times. If you have a sense of right and wrong, you have the law of God written in your heart, Hebrews 10:7, Hebrews 8:10, Psalm 40:7, Isaiah 42:21. You have a sense of right and wrong in your heart because the Lord put his law upon your heart and your minds. You're probably asking the question, why was he out to commit 10 crimes after the first one? Is that where we're at? Yeah, good. I'm glad, because that's where I want to bring you. Because this is insanity, friends, what's happening in this country. And that's why I'm talking about the fact that we now need to defend ourselves. I said earlier, probably yesterday's show, forgive me, when the law fails to serve we the people in this country, we the people, which are the law under God, according to the preamble of the United States Constitution, must serve as the law. Why? Because the courts, for the most part, are not serving up justice in the sense of deterring crimes. They're actually grooming the criminal to commit the crime. I'll take it a step further right after I show you this little piece, which I think is done very well. But again, it's very infuriating seeing what it is that we're seeing in this country from the lack of justice when it comes from our government that is supposed to, friends, condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And again, friends, are we seeing that? No, we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that in any sense of the word. So what I want to do is I want you to check this out. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, beforeitsnews.com.
For the suspect wanted in the brutal slaying of a young woman working at an upscale furniture store in Los Angeles. A good Samaritan recognized him from images, including this surveillance video. The person called authorities, and it turns out the suspect is well known to police because he has a lengthy list of arrests on both sides of the country. Jim Murray now with details.
The homeless man wanted in the stabbing death of UCLA grad student Brianna Kupfer is under arrest. Police reportedly got their break in the case after a citizen recognized the suspect from the wanted poster and called the cops. He was found at a bus stop in Pasadena, California, 12 miles from where police say he brutally stabbed to death 24-year-old Brianna. Suspected killer Sean Laval Smith has a rap sheet filled with at least 11 arrests in North and South Carolina and Los Angeles. Police released this video of Smith looking ultra calm at a 7-Eleven just 30 minutes after allegedly slaying 24-year-old Brianna. He pays in cash and at one point lowers his mask, revealing his facial features. He buys a bait pen, then casually returns to the cashier and exchanges it for another. The 7-Eleven where the suspected killer shops is exactly 1.3 miles from the luxury furniture store where Brianna was found slain. Police say before the fatal and senseless attack, he visited several stores up and down this busy Los Angeles street. He wore a painter's mask like this, a simple mask that protects against dust. He also carried a dark backpack. Despite his long rap sheet, at the time of Brianna's murder, Smith was free on a $1,000 bond. I spoke to Brianna's heartbroken father, Todd Cooper. You just want to get on a soapbox and scream, hey, why isn't anybody taking care of these problems, Heidi?
People are in positions that can affect change, and I hope that they get the message that what they're doing right now is not the right solution.
Okay, so then what begs the question, in this particular case, if they're not doing what they should be doing, and I want to bring this back to the injustice system that's been established here in making that point, are we supposed to subject ourselves to further abuse because they're not enforcing the law against those that are committing the crimes against us? That's insane. You're inviting this to happen again and again. I'm sure you just heard that this murderer had a long rap sheet. And I said right before I teed up this audio video for you, why has he been released back out into the streets after the first time he's committed a crime? Well, let me tell you why. Because you have an injustice system in this country, friends, that tells the young people in this country and the old alike to go ahead and commit the crime three times. But the fourth one's going to cost you. Folks, another scenario where I have to point my finger at the responsible party, which is you, and say, this is only going to stop when you put a stop to it. Enough is enough. Got a heartbreak coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends, and then we are off to our next date here, at least for tonight. And then we got a couple services tomorrow. Just keeping everybody in the know during the break. I'm being sought after concerning my schedule, and that's happening because people aren't listening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to my schedule, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Please go to the schedule. We hope to see you here tonight in Rochester, Michigan. I wanted to cover this because, again, this is important, and this is the highlight of the show today, friends, as to how many people profess to be something that they are not. And over and over and over and over, and I've seen this for 23 years, there's more to the ministry than we've let out as far as who we are and what it is that we do. But when we were first initiated into the Christian scene, it was the metal scene. And I'm the drummer for the national band, Junkyard Prophet, and we started playing out with national bands right away in the Christian scene. And I'm telling you this for the very purpose that what I seen coming directly from the world into the church was nothing short of a bunch of people using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Let me say it this way. They were looking for an excuse to remain in their sin. And Jesus Christ is not the minister of sin. Scripture clearly tells us that. He is the Lamb of God that died for our sins, as were we washed through the blood of Jesus Christ, not the other way around. And I've seen over and over and over again, friends, those that would profess to be Christians, and I've seen very, very, very little of the real deal when it came to real Christianity in the Christian scene. So with that said, one of the things that we continuously seen within the rock and roll scene and the music scene, because this is what I'm going to be highlighting in just a moment, it's amazing to me how we see all these said Christians. Brian Head Welsh is one of them from Korn. I look at some of the band members of Stryper. I look at some, and by the way, I praise God for Stryper. Don't get me wrong. God uses men. He anoints men, and God is faithful through men, and his word will not return void, Isaiah 55. Just for the record, I'm not saying it that way. But I'm saying what I read and what I see coming out of the mouths of many of these professors is not Christianity at all. It's a lack of Christianity. How many times, I ask, have we seen over the years where people have come out as Christians, they're hailed as Christians by other Christians, as they call themselves, in the church, and they get these awards, and before you know it, a couple years pass by, and I never felt right about them. I would have a check on them, and I'd question it, and if I question it, and I verbalized my questions that I might have about that particular situation because it doesn't line up with Scripture, then I was told I was being judgmental. That's okay, but I'm not going to pervert Scripture the way Satan perverted Scripture. We're called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, period. We are fruit inspectors. Ezekiel 44:23, read it when you get a moment. We've seen these professed Christians come out as homosexuality or homosexuals, sodomites. God calls that an abomination. He doesn't call it sin. He calls it an abomination. Okay? We see those that call themselves Christians in the scene. They were hailed by other Christians for a long time, for years, decades in some cases, as someone that needs to be aspired after, emulated, only to find out that they're lesbians. I've seen cases, as I said during the first segment, where we know of metal bands in the Christian scene where the singer was, in fact, an atheist. He used the whole Christian scene, as he called it, as a stepping stone to get signed. Well, he was found out to have hired a hitman to kill his wife. Folks, if you're born of the Spirit gives you discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I want you to understand, I'm a discerner. I'll discern things many times before I'll even see them manifest. Okay? That's a gift of the Holy Ghost, and I praise God for it. But some of these, look at Amy Grant. She's another one. She's been out in the limelight for how many years? She didn't take the cross with her when she crossed over. No, she left the cross because she showed you and manifested to you as to who she really is. She loves the world. And the world loves its own. And the world was there to praise her. My goodness, friends, do you not understand that Jesus said that you will be hated by all men for my name's sake, period. There's no in-between. To give the message of repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, there's no nice way to say it. You have violated God's moral law. You need Jesus Christ, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. The world's not going to love you for that unless they're being drawn of the Spirit of God. We must all understand that. Folks, being in the music scene, working with Geffen Records, Warner Brother Records, and I'm talking about representatives from those record labels, working with PR, public relations in the music scene, being on tour with major bands, Drowning Pool, the list goes on, Creed, I can go on. I see firsthand, Prince, as to what the problems are. And here, as to what we're talking about, is not speculation. But you know what it looks like to the world when a Christian band actually means what it says? They don't know how to respond to it. They love it. They're hungry for it. Well, Bradley, you're saying you're contradicting yourself. No, I'm not. Because we're called to the world. They're looking for Christians that really believe what they say, that drag the cross with them, that keep their hand on the plow. And to be quite frank with you, friends, I've got 4 minutes left. What I can't stand is when I see these individuals like these clowns on now you're name calling, Bradley. No, I'm just showing you a lack of Christianity, of a hypocrite, a pretender, Matthew 23:3, who never believed in his profession. He was never born again of the Spirit of God, because if he was born of the Spirit of God, he'd have been led of the Spirit of God. He always had doubts about his faith. Everybody has doubts. But the fact of the matter is we ask the Lord, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Lord, increase our faith. That's our prayer. We don't pray and we don't meditate on our doubts. We meditate upon the Word of God. Again, if we're born of the Spirit, that's what we will do. Not that doubts don't come at us. But this was just reported that a Christian headline, that's what it's called, Christian headlines, a prominent Christian rapper, fanatic of the cross movement, publicly renounces Christianity. Of the cross movement. You want to know why he never found the Holy Ghost? And I hope that he does. He's a part of the cross movement, but the fact of the matter is, this individual, like so many others in the country, they love to dance around the cross. They don't like to bear their cross. See, they want to wear the crown, but they don't want to bear the cross. They say, Jesus has done all that. Yes, he has. But also keep in mind, after his passion on Golgotha, Calvary, keep in mind, in John 20, he showed his disciples the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet, and he said, follow me. As I follow what? Right? The Lord said, Jesus Christ said to them, he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So who are we supposed to follow? The living Christ, who said, through many trials and tribulations will you enter into the kingdom of heaven. Right? Acts 14:22, Matthew 7, starting in verse 14. Yeah, that's what it says. We hold to Scripture. This man never went to the cross. He said he repented of his sin. He probably can't even define repentance, and he probably can't even define sin. I'm not saying that in a condemning fashion. I hope he gets it. But here's the thing. If Christ is the author of your faith, he will also be the finisher of your faith. He will uphold you in the process of what you're going through, in spite of you. Ask me. And I'm sure many of you can attest to what I'm saying even now. But I want to tell you what I see with this guy. His name is Brady Goodwin. He calls himself the Fanatic. He's a 2-time Grammy Award nominated Christian. What happens, friends, is they get their eyes off Christ, and because now they become a little successful, they exchange their passion, Christ, for glory unto themselves. If that's what transpires in front of your faces, keep in mind, he was never serving Christ in the first place. He was never born of that Spirit. Because the Bible is clear when it says, he who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So what you see with guys like this, and a whole plethora of them all across the country, it's a lack of Christianity. Friends, it's a lack of Christianity. I end with, what Jesus puts in you, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.